It's hard work. There's a lot of myths and misconceptions in the Asian community about diabetes and other chronic diseases. And also, people tend to listen to other people. And unless you have an understanding of the population that you're dealing with, that can be a barrier towards whether they're going to take on board what you want to. I, generally speaking, don't have a problem. Everybody will listen to me. But sometimes there are certain people that are stuck with their ideas and are not going to change, either for religious reasons or because an elder has told them different or because of their own experience with relatives. So you will get the few that decide they're not going to do what you want to tell them, whatever you're going to tell them. And an example of this is things like herbal remedies. Some people will swear by a certain herbal remedy, or they'll say, my diabetes has gone away, or I went to see a homeopath in Pakistan and he gave me this and my diabetes is cured now. So it's things like that which can inhibit whether a patient is going to take on board what you are going to tell them. And I think you, as a health professional, have to accept that there are going to be certain people out there. And until they are on that cycle of change, of acceptance, and that they want to contemplate in making those changes, it's not going to happen.
You mentioned misconceptions about diabetes and other diseases. What are common misconceptions?
Common misconceptions such as, if you have too much sugar, that's what causes diabetes. If you've got sugar in your urine and nothing in your blood, you haven't got diabetes. There's many myths and misconceptions that Asian people have got, and you have to try and dispel those before you actually going to get them to take any advice on board first.